It's Monday, December 21st, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Sorrow, there's no need for despair. I'm carrying all the love of an orchestra.
Give me the love of an orchestra. Give me the love of an orchestra. Give me the love of an orchestra.
What a triumphant ending. That right there, Noah and the Whale from London with Love of an Orchestra. It's a song from their most recent album, The First Days of Spring. And I played a song from The First Days of Spring quite a while back. Before the album was released, they released a single and I played it on the show. I warned that I thought the album might be kind of sad, and indeed it is. Love of an Orchestra is the one kind of standout happy track on the record, I think. Standout probably best song on the album, but there are several other five-star songs. They're just kind of sadder, slower, you know. But that song, really good. So if you liked it, maybe check out the whole First Days of Spring record. And of course, always keep your eye on Noah and the Whale, because they're quite a particularly strong band, in my opinion. So okay, up next, the band from Brooklyn. They're called The Ballet, and they have a new album too. It's called Bare Life, which just came out very recently. And the album does not disappoint. So you're going to want to pick this one up. It's got a bunch of good songs on it. And I went to the CD release party, which was something else, because not only did the band play, and they played pretty much every song off the new record, but they had the artist who did the album art at the show, and he did this sort of like animation of the album art on an overhead projector. So he had like these, he would layer transparencies with like different parts of the album art like layered up, and he would move them around so that the characters kind of moved into the scene, and then their hands would wiggle, and then all of a sudden he'd lay like another layer down and they would like, you know, have glasses on or whatever. It was very it was quite something. I've never seen anything quite like it, and very impressive. I have to say it made the show that much better. It was a good show already, but that was a pretty impressive thing about it. All right, so back to the ballet. So we're gonna hear The Ballet with Dangerous, followed by Rough Trade, both from Bare Life, both right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you. Blossoming back on out, babe, and let regret end at the start of the day. And don't take no secrets back to your grave. Let everyone know, let everyone know. Angelica, 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 Angelica. If wildness covers the colors you sense, then how could you think that God has no friends? If life's for the living and death for the dead, and love's in your heart and hate's in your head. Got to go blank to let it appear. The garden on high grows bigger each year. Without the black stone, you can't break the string. The omniverse sings of all of these things. Angelica, 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 Angelica.
Oh, smiles, and then she says to look in the light. Okay, that I'm blind. She asks if I'd like to be healed, and I say, okay, fine.
Going back a few songs, we heard Devendra Banhart with Foolin', then Angelica, both from his new album called What Will We Be. It's an album I think is pretty solid, and definitely like those two songs and a bunch of others. So if you like them, you're going to want to check it out. The whole thing has kind of a vibe of like the Bees or Little Joy or one of those bands, which I tend to really like. So check out that Devendra Banhart if you liked those two tracks. After Devendra Banhart, we heard a band from Sweden. They're called Liechtenstein, the name of the country. But they're a band named that, and they're from Sweden. And we heard the song All at Once. It's from their album Survival Strategies in a Modern World, an album that's very short, but all the songs sound just like that one, which is to say they kind of sound like the Eiler set, which is to say they kind of sound like they're from a long time ago, lo-fi, and pretty good. So if you liked All at Once, then you're going to want to check out the whole record because it all is a lot like that by Liechtenstein right there. Then after Liechtenstein and just before I started talking, we heard the Albertans. They're from Brooklyn and Vancouver, Canada. So says their MySpace page. I think they're originally from Brooklyn and they moved to Canada. At any rate, the Albertans, they did the song OK just a moment ago before I started talking. That was from their album Legends of Sam Marco, which is a pretty solid release. I think it's better at the beginning than at the end, but it's still a pretty solid album. And if you like that song, if you like the XX, other bands that have a female and male vocalist, you're going to like the Albertans, so check those guys out. Okay, up next, Flight of the Conchords from New Zealand, of course. Their most recent album called I Told You I Was Freaky, which is a collection of all the songs from season 2 of their show, with the exception of ones that were sung by other people, because the season, if you recall, it had a couple songs that weren't sung by Brett and Jermaine, and none of those songs are on this here album, which is kind of weird. But anyway, it does have a bunch of really good songs on it. And we're going to hear three of them, three of my favorites, in part because I was sad to read recently that Flight of the Conchords not coming back for a third season. They're not doing any more TV shows, which is very sad because I liked their TV shows tremendously. Like, I really liked their TV shows. But anyway, we're going to hear three of my favorite tracks from this new record. We're going to hear You Don't Have to Be a Prostitute, Friends, and Carol Brown. And Carol Brown in particular, just an exquisite video for that. So if you haven't seen the show, that would be a great video to watch just in and of itself, because that episode in particular was directed by Michelle Gondry. So that would explain its awesomeness. So anyway, here we go. Flight of the Conchords, You Don't Have to Be a Prostitute, Friends, and Carol Brown right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Man whose pants are too tight. Oh no, his pants are too tight.
My pants are too tight.
He stands there, an empty stare, trying to make enough money for his cab fare home. He'll have to walk home tonight.
Don't have enough for the ride.
The streets are cruel, he tries to act cool. He goes to work with only his one tool. You can put away your tool. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night looker boy who can rent boy bo ho.
In the sea's way out.
I cannot see my way out.
In the sea's way out.
Male prostitution seems to be my only option.
He can't see his way out.
I cannot see my way out.
He can't see his way out.
No, 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 no.
He's selling cheap thrills to pay expensive bills. But check your resume, you must have some other skills. Do you have any other skills? Like typing? They see him, want him to please them. Want him to play them, but they don't even pay him. Oh no, no, they don't think he's worth it at all. Though they are no one, he tries to bring them home. Maybe it'd be okay if he lived alone. Ooh, you have a roommate, your man, just bring them home. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night looker boy, hooker, rich boy, bro, bro.
La 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 la.
Friends do things together.
La 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 la. Friends laugh together. Ha 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 ha. Friends make graphs together.
La 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 la. Friends help you when you're in danger. Friends are people who are not strangers. Friends help you shift into a new place. Tell you if you've got food on your face. Friends are the ones on whom you can depend.
He's my friend, he's not my friend.
Friends are the ones who are there in the end. He's my friend,
they're not my friends.
If you trip over, I'll catch you fall. If you kick my dick, I won't break your balls.
If you get drunk and vomit on me, I'll make sure you get home safely.
If you cross the road and a truck struck you,
I'll scrape you up and reconstruct you. I'll cheer you up if you're depressed.
If you get murdered, I'll avenge your death.
Friends walk together. La 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 la. Pop and lock together. Me and him together. La 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 la.
Me and Jim forever.
Friends go jogging at the track. Friends borrow money, never pay it back. Friends do not let friends do crack. Friends go out and grab a snack.
Friends drink beer in the sun.
Unlike girlfriends, they don't mind if you have more than one. Friends tell you when your fly's undone. My Uncle John had a special friend. They dressed alike, his name was Ben. I've never seen two friends like them. They were very, very friendly men. Boom,
la 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 la. Boom,
friends, friends, friends. Boom,
la 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
Boom, la 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
La 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 la.
Friends,
la 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 la.
Loretta broke my heart in a letter. She told me she was leaving and her life would be better. Joan broke it off over the phone. After the tone, she left me alone. Jen said she'd never ever see me again. When I saw her again, she said it again. Jan met another man. Lisa got amnesia, just forgot who I am. Felicity said there was no electricity. Emily, no chemistry. Fran ran, Bruce turned out to be a man. Flo had to go, I couldn't go with the flow.
Carol Brown just took a bus out of town.
But I'm hoping that you'll stick around. From the past.
He says he'll do one thing and then he goes and does another thing.
Oh, who organized all of my ex-girlfriends into a choir and got them to sing? Shut up. Shut up, girlfriends from the past. No longer see me. Brittany, Brittany hit me. Paula, Persephone, Stella, and Stephanie. There must be 50 ways that lovers have left me.
Carol Brown just took a bus out of town.
Love is a delicate thing. It could just float away on the breeze.
He said the same thing to me.
How can we ever know we found the right person in this world?
He means he looks at other girls.
Love is a mystery, it does not follow a rule.
This guy is a fool, he'll always be a boy. He's a man who never grew up.
I thought I told you to shut up. Mona, you told me you were in a coma. Tiffany, you said that you had an epiphany. Would you lie? Took a bus out of town. But I'm hoping that you'll stick around. Stick around.
Right, 20 seconds. How about movie surprises from any time in 2009? What did you like that you didn't see coming?
Oh, gee, that's a good one. I think maybe my positive surprise of the year was how much I loved Fantastic Mr. Fox. I don't think that I foresaw that I would find that movie as delightful and one of my favorites of the year as I did.
How come?
Because I felt like Wes Anderson's career had been sort of slowly in decline, always sort of almost getting there but not quite, and then he finally hit another one out of the park, and I feel like I'm interested in everything he does now.
And could not agree more.
David
Wonderful
Carr,
film.
New York Times media business columnist who also loves the movies, and Dana Stevens, who reviews them for a living for Slate.com. Thanks both of you very much. Happy New Year.
Don't know what you want from me in two short breaths.
my door. I'm not near ingenious, yet I'm pretty much just a stomach and penis in a world where the world requires so much more than I can give. How can I live only with you by my side? I don't get invitations to the Lions Club, celebrations in the local pub, and I guess that I never will. Don't know how to call the shots and how to sow crops without them rotten, how to go without needing to come back again one last time. Just one last time.
And then you vow that when I wake up you'll be gone. And my I know it's wrong to make you fall in love with me with just a song and half a hit of ecstasy. But I was scared that you would leave, 'cause in my head isn't really happening yet. I know this isn't really happening, really happening to me.
Before that remix, we heard a couple songs by SoCal. He's from Ireland, and we heard the songs Outskirts and Casablanca from his self-titled album, SoCal. I was actually going to put on a third song, Moon Game Young, but just for time, I decided to cut it because this episode was a little bit long. But to me, SoCal, he kind of sounds like a combination of, like, Of Montreal and, like, then other times kind of like Weezer or something. It's sort of a weird sound. He definitely doesn't sound Irish to me, but, you know, whatever. He's from Ireland, so there you go. SoCal, pretty interesting, so check that out if you like those songs back there. And the song I just played was The Ballet again. That was a remix of an old song of theirs from their first album. That was the song In My Head, and that version was the version. That's what it's called, the version. It's from a sampler called Teen Beat No. 1 Record Label, which you can get in eMusic, iTunes, wherever. And I didn't actually buy, I have to admit. I didn't get the whole album. I just got that one song. But, you know, that song's really good. So if you liked it, maybe check that one out. The Ballet with that remix there was quite good and seemed fitting since I'm about to play another remix by another band that was on this show earlier. I'm going to play a remix of Love of an Orchestra by Noah and the Whale, the song I opened with. I'm going to close with that too, but I'm going to close with the Night Waves remix. It's a free remix that they just released recently via their website. You can download it for free along with two other remixes of Love of an Orchestra, though this is the strongest in my opinion. And it kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know what song exactly, but some sort of early 90s remix sound when they used to remix songs in the early 90s in a way that I enjoyed. I can't pinpoint exactly which one it is that sounds like to me, but it does sound like one of them. So check it out. See for yourself. Noah and the Whale with Love of an Orchestra, the Night Waves remix, finishing up this, the sixth season of The Sounds of My Head.
We'll be right back.
that does it for this season of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was 20th Century by Combustible Edison. I also talked over 5 minus 4 equals Unity by Pavement, and Creation, the Ultimatum Instrumental Remix by the Stereo MCs. Right now I'm talking over Morcheeba's A Well-Deserved Break. Speaking of breaks, I'm going to take a break. That's right, there's not going to be any new episodes of The Sounds in My Head for a little while. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do next year exactly, but I'm traveling for a while, and then I get back, but then I'm traveling again for a while, and so I'm not really, it's inconvenient to try and make shows when I'm traveling, so I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but I'll be back at some point. There will be new episodes of The Sounds in My Head. It might be March again. It might very well be March again. Sorry about that. But, you know, look for that. And keep yourself subscribed to the show, because just because there's no updates doesn't mean that the show's going away. It's just taking a little break, as I like to do at the beginning of the year. So anyway, maybe I'll do an episode in January and then take a few. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm just warning you. There's not going to be any new episodes probably for a while. Okay, that does it. And we'll see you in a while on The Sounds in My Head.